Rabbi Yehuda asks a question, which is when we find that the Mishnah brings down the das of an individual Tana that argues with a Merubim, with a number of Tanam. And we said in the Mishnah before that the reason why the Mishnah brings down the das of a Yachid is because maybe a future Bezin will come along and decide that the Halacha is like the Yachid. But that's only in something that was not Pashat Isuro B'chol Yisrael. Meaning to say that the Rabbim, which made a Takana, which was accepted in all of Klai Yisrael, no future Bezin can come along and decide that the Halacha is like the Yachid, since all of Klai Yisrael has been Noheg like the Rabbim. So Rabbi Yehuda asks, in such a case, why does the Tana bring down the das of the Yachid at all? And Rabbi Yehuda answers, Shem Yomar Ha'adam, Kach Ani Mekubo, Yomar Lo Kedibrei Ish Ploni Shemata. The reason why the Mishnah brings down the das of the Yachid in such a case is because maybe in a future generation somebody will come along and say, I was Mekabo from my Rabban, that such and such is the Halacha, not like the accepted practice in Klai Yisrael. The Chachamim will be able to tell him, yes, we know where you got that from. That is the das of the Yachid, which is brought down in the Mishnah. But the Rabbim argued with him, and the Halacha is like the Rabbim. Mesechet Idiot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Beishamei Haimrim, Rova Atzamos, Min Ha'atzamim, Bein Mishnayim, Bein Mishlosha. Beishamei said, if you have a quarter of a kav of bones from a mace, whether these bones come from two mesim or three mason, it makes no difference. A quarter of a kav of bones would be metame ba'ayon. Anybody who would come under the same roof as the bones would become tame mace. But if the bones are less than a quarter of a kav, it would not be metame ba'ayon. It would only be metame b'maga, by touching, u'b'masa, by carrying. U'beitilo aymrim rova atzamois min hagviyah. Beitilo argues, they hold that a quarter of a kav of bones is metame ba'ayon only if it comes from one mace. But if it comes from more than one mace, it would not be metame ba'ayol, only b'maga u'b'masa. Me'rov ha'binyin o me'rov ha'minyin. But if you have most of the support of the guf, that the bones are most of the binyan ha'guf, then you have two shok v'yerek echad, in such a case, the bones would be metame ba'ayol, even if they are less than a quarter of a kav. So too, if the bones are rov minyan ha'guf, which is there are 248 bones in a guf. If you have at least 125 bones, even if it is less than a quarter of a kav, it would be metame ba'ayo, according to Beis Hillel. Now, Beis Hillel does hold, though, that a single bone is not metame ba'ayo, even if that bone is a rova ha'kav. Shammai Omer, afilu me'etzem echad. Shammai argues, he says, that a single bone would be metame ba'ayo if it is at least a rova ha'kav.